Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. This is a very special segment we do with Larry Blansett. Larry is a gentleman who's kind of retired from the business world, but not kind of retired from helping people that want to do stuff with businesses. So we've been doing our radio show for quite a while now, every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, where we talk about his What Matters system. And this is really going to be a special series of calls over the next couple of weeks because Larry's kind of doing something special for our Building Fortunes radio listening audience. So you'll want to be able to take some notes. So I'm kind of advising you in advance. You probably want to grab something to be able to take some notes. And then certainly remember that you'll be able to listen to this again and then also share this with your people if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/whatmatters. So buildingfortunesradio.com/whatmatters. And if you forget that and you want to go find the other radio shows that we've done with Larry Blansett, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, look for the shows by name and look for either Larry or Blansett, B-L-A-N-S-C-E-T-T. You'll be able to find the previous radio shows that we've done here. And you could save these over a lifetime. So they'll be up on the Building Fortunes radio show forever, but you'll be able to go and pick and choose whichever one you want to listen to or review whenever you want to so as well. So thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio, Larry Blansett.
Thank you, Peter. What's happening, I think a lot of the listeners already know that I'm a script writer and I have a production company, and what's going to happen is after May, I have no more control of my time. If you've ever been in the production business, it's kind of like you got to mold and work with other people. And so a weekly broadcast that I could be reliably there would be almost impossible after May. So what came to my mind when I realized this is kicking in is that there's some things I want to give you, the listener, that you can use without much training. In fact, I told Peter, I says, it's really difficult if you follow this at all to mess up, because it's the safe part of the program. And today I'm going to talk about the program, okay, in itself. And next week, we're going to go into the science of how to work with the questions. But then the following weeks, Peter's going to find some individuals that's never heard of the What Matters system. Okay? He's going to find two guys and two gals. And one week we're going to do one guy, and then the next one or a gal, whichever starts out. But we want to do both of them. And the reason I want to do that is that it's one thing to hear what's important about the What Matters program. It's another thing to learn a little bit about the science of it. But it's even better to listen to it work. And women answer these questions typically different than men. And basically what the What Matters system is it's seven questions. And the first three are designed to help someone understand that person's life strategy, how they go about things. I'm not going to give those to you. Those take training and take some understanding, and we may be working on some seminars to be able to do that down the road. But those first three questions that deal with that part of it, you really need training to understand that. But the last four, they're the why. They're the power in why you want to do this. And I'm going to teach you how to reach the surface and to take another step to understand the depth. Now, what that means is that the service, when they answer the question, they're going to give you what matters to them. The second question that you ask after that gets down to what really matters to them. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. And what happens is that if they understand what really matters to them, okay, and they can hold on to that, it's going to create retention, because they're not going to give that up if they see the business as the avenue to satisfy that need. They're not going to give it up. And so what's going to happen is that you're going to be able, you can, if you follow this all the way through this week, next week, and then all the way through May, okay, you will have a good understanding of how to put grit into your people. And that grit is what helps them overcome the disappointments. And let's face it, it's really, the business is easy in one way, but it's difficult in another. On an interpersonal level, it's very challenging, because you're really in the sales business. If you're not moving product and you're not getting distributors, your business isn't going anywhere. And there are moments when that is so frustrating that unless there's power in that individual, they're not going to push on beyond it. And so that's what we're going to do. And in the next, as my parting gift to you, and I really think that if you follow through and you stay on that, and you get in, and Peter's going to save these programs, so you can come back time after time and listen to this portion of it, and then listen to it being applied. You'd want to listen to this one, and then the next one, next week's, and then the four afterwards, because after that, you're going to get a really good idea of how valuable this is and how positive it is. Okay, typically when I'm working with people, especially with the last four, what I call the why questions, why do you really want to do this, they get excited about it. But let me give you a short definition of neurolinguistics, because what neurolinguistics does is it, you design the words in these questions. Every single word is designed to, and these four questions are designed to help people understand what they want and what they really want. Okay? And the thing I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to repeat this over and over again this week and next, use the words exactly as they're written. Don't change them. Because without understanding the neurolinguistic side of it, you can mess it up. But if you use the questions exactly as designed, they work every time, okay? So let me tell you a little bit about neurolinguistics. Neurolinguistics is how words influence thought patterns. To show how neurolinguistics designs questions work, I'll break down the process in what I call question four. And question four is, if you had all the time you need, what would you be doing? Okay? Now, the if and all removes the resistance. Okay? See, if is a very powerful thing. If means, oh, you're just throwing it up in the air. So all of the reasons why they don't have the time to do what they really want to do, well, they can set that aside because that's an if. And when we say all, we also said, in a sense, said, well, all the resistance is gone. So it frees their mind up to tell you what they want. Because typically, if you come in and say, well, why do you want to do the business? Any one aspect of the business, or why do you want more time, for instance, because that's what that question is, the first thing that's going to come up in somebody's mind, if you just ask the question that way, is all that resistance. All the reasons why they don't have all the time. I'll go like, oh, gee, I got four kids. I got all these problems. I have a car that just broke down. I have a refrigerator that doesn't want to work. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? So when you do, so the if and all is critical to open the gate so that they'll relax and tell you what they really would do if they had more time. Isn't that part of what you're selling in network marketing? We're giving you more time with the things that really matter. And what you're going to find is people are going to come up with, what am I going to do with more time if I had all this time? They're going to tell you about friends and family and places they want to go, okay? That they could not do it. The word need, you can, when you have all the time you need, okay, is important too, because it's different than want. And what you're going to get in here, you are going to get a little insight into people, because rather than say what you want, that's not a possibility in their minds. That's not solid. But need is solid. And it causes most people to give more practical replies. On the other hand, if they go into a dream session, what do you need? What I need is that $1.5 million home on the hill that overlooks all my friends. Okay, I'm sorry to do that, but isn't that the truth? I mean, you know, really, if they quote that big dream as a need, that's telling you something really important about that person, isn't it? And so the word need is very important. So and it causes some to get out of the dream state, giving practical replies. However, others will go into a dream state with wild wishes and huge outcomes. Both answers are true. There are no wrong answers to any of these questions. And so that's how, you know, that's what I'm going to offer you. That's just one example. And then next week I'm going to go into it more in the specifics and how it breaks down. So before I go into the NLP history a little bit Peter, why don't we do your commercial? He's writing.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here, and you are right. I was taking some notes because you said you had to write everything down and use it exactly as designed. So I was taking notes and doing all my little things over here, and I have a separate computer that I run the radio show on, and I couldn't push the buttons fast enough. But thanks for all good stuff. So I'll let you continue. I have some questions at any time, but all really great stuff. So back to you.
Yeah, and we'll probably have time for that because I'm just going to give a little bit of the neurolinguistics history. If you Google neurolinguistics, you'll come across the acronym NLP, and which is the history of neurolinguistics. And it's a science, and there's controversy over the NLP portion of it, which some consider a pseudoscience. Well, the pseudo part is the letter P, which stands for programming. Otherwise, the history of NLP or neurolinguistics is reprogramming people's minds and from trauma and from seeing life from a negative standpoint to it's generally always positive. And the people who use it when I was taking my classes, the people sitting next to me, most of them were professionals in the field they were psychoanalysts and psychologists and people in the field. That's who I sit next to when I was taking these courses, and because that's the application of the P. And I don't do the programming side of it. I was there to learn how to do training better because I was working with people, and then the strategy thing came out of the advanced courses of it. But I was there to better understand how people learn and how to communicate better with, because I was making instructional materials for companies. But I don't do the programming, regardless of the fact that I went through all the training and have some skills in that area. But if you ask me to do that, I won't. So NLP, give you a little bit of an idea of how it got started. It got started because of the Vietnam War. What happened was that when we got out of Vietnam, we had thousands of U.S. military that were returning home with opioid addictions. They were on heroin. And also, they were suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome, from the fighting and things. And so here we got these thousands of people, and what they'd do is they'd sequester them in the Philippines until they got the physical addiction out of the way and it was processed. And when they got through with the physical addiction, then they sent them to Hawaii for 2 weeks. 2 weeks to overcome the psychological aspects. 2 weeks does not allow a psychotherapist and a behavioral interventionist to work. It's just not enough time. And so the people there developed neurolinguistics programming because they only had 2 weeks with these people, and then they were off into the back on the homeland, okay? And so NLP became a high-speed process using language and combined with mild hypnosis. They had amazing success given the magnitude of the challenge in so little time. And, well, when you can think of the thousands that came back from Vietnam with those addictions and with post-traumatic syndrome, most of them returned to a normal life. We still have homeless, and we still have people in the VA who are dealing with particularly the post-traumatic syndrome, but which just comes with wars. But many, because of the neurolinguistics, were able to deal with it once they got home. And so that's how NLP started out. That's how the fundamental things. And then there was two people, named Brander and Grinder, who took the concepts and formalized it. Before, it was just kind of rolling around in people's heads and things. But Brander and Grinder, Brander was the psychological side, and Grinder was the linguistic side, and they really took it and made the program so that it's repeatable and teachable to people. And they did a marvelous job, and they've helped probably thousands and thousands of social workers and educators and business people and therapists and, you know, and psychologists. It's a great program. One of the things that some of you would be, Tony Robbins started his career by using neurolinguistic programming on mass audiences. Something I highly think is risky. I wouldn't do that, but because I think it's too individual, and you need to get permission in many cases to do some of these things. But that's kind of the history of it, and it's well founded. So it's been going on since the 70s. That's how long it's been around, and it's been refined and thought through, and especially in the education area. And in other areas other than therapy, and in the training area. So it's a program that if someone's in education and those kind of things, you might want to have some NLP training. But what I'm going to teach you is just the neurolinguistic side of it, not the programming. We're not changing anything, okay? And I don't change. When I work with people, they don't change things. I just help them to help realize their potential. I help them to realize what they really want. And that's why it's called What Matters System. That's what it is. Because what matters? And then what really matters? And I'm going to give you the tools through next week and then through the month of May. And it's going to be on buildingfortunesradio.com/whatmatters. And he's going to keep that online so that you can come to it anytime you want. And you can go back and listen to any of the programs that we've had prior. And so you basically will have, especially with the next week and the following weeks where it's actually listening to it applied, you're going to have, I believe, a program in which you can just adapt it yourself. And this portion of it is there. And so, Peter, we've got a few minutes, so ask me questions if you'd like.
Sure. You should be able to hear me. I think I unmuted myself. Relative to NLP, are there events during your day where it's being used around you, I won't say upon you, but I'll say around you, that you may not notice, but once pointed out, you'll probably notice that it's happening, and you need to be aware of it, otherwise it might be used to manipulate.
Well, marketing people have grabbed onto it, okay, because it's how language impacts thought processes. And so the answer to that is, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat, and he's got cleats on. But, so it is going on around you. To actually have a process, you would have to find a practitioner and have them, you know, anybody who's really trying to change your mind. It's one thing to influence you to buy something, but it's another thing to change how you think and how you're dealing with trauma, okay? And how you think and dealing with trauma, no, it's not going on around you in a mass way. Selling you, yes. In fact, sometimes when I'm listening to some of the pitches that they do, I go, oh, that was a stupid mistake. Because they just unsold you not knowing that they did that. And
right. So
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so relating to like sales and marketing and stuff like that, we're probably all affected by it one way or another, or influenced by it or exposed to it, I would imagine. And then you have to have the definition of what do you mean by selling or what do you mean by marketing? Because politicians, I would imagine, use this stuff all the time because they're selling themselves and their ideas.
Well, there's been presidents that, for instance, that Tony Robbins was an advisor. He was helping them with their speeches.
Right. So,
and
not knowing.
So, you know, yeah, you know, this is not, this is a professional field. And people do pay a lot of money for advisors to come in and teach them how to do things or do things for them. So, I think that just adds some value, Peter, to what I'm offering people, too.
Because just like every other technique, if it's used the right way, it can be very helpful, smoothens out the friction, helps people make decisions in a win-win situation. But I think a technique that's powerful also could be a technique that's used against somebody. So to be able to identify a technique, I think is really important. Then you can determine whether you're going to go with it or not, whether it's helpful for you or not, or sometimes even a technique by itself by the wrong person could be manipulative. So that's the thing I want to kind of point out. You know, like, for instance, the old standby, if you're doing a presentation, if you say, now, by now, blah, 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 and then by now you should probably be whatever, and then by now you should blah, 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 the person who would be thinking they're planting some subconscious voodoo on you would be the one who says or teaches the concept of by now. I've told them about 20 times. By now, as in not just B-Y-N-O-W, B-U-Y-N-O-W. So I think just to identify those techniques is somewhat of a level of sophistication as well as self-defense.
Yeah, you know, and they also, I'm going to teach you some of the things next week a little about presuppositions, setting up positive presuppositions. None of the things I'm going to show you would be manipulative. None of them.
Perfect. Right.
Because I'm not going to. I know those tools. Okay. That's why I got this certificate that says Bachelor Practitioner. But I know those tools, but I'm not going to teach them to you.
Maybe to save a guy on the verge of jumping off the bridge, you'd pull off all the stops and use whatever technique you had to, if you wanted to prevent that from happening. But the reality is you're one of the good guys. There's a lot of people out there. You have to watch out for the slimy marketers or apply this stuff in the negative sense. So that's why I think understanding the techniques is crucial. Learning how to apply them in the right areas is professional and smoothens out the decision-making process. And if you're in sales or helping people make decisions about anything, I think your job, let's call it, is to help smoothen out that process. You know, if you're going to be a surgeon, use a sharp scalpel as opposed to like a hatchet.
You know, and the other thing too is that the presupposition that I'm putting forward is that you're dealing with somebody who's already in the business. You're not selling them anything.
Right. Excellent.
You're just trying to give them, you're trying to give them the power, the internal power that they work the business so that they,
excellent,
you know, buy those leads and get things going, you know, because without activity, they're not going to have a business. So next week, we're going to talk about the linguistic tools, and then the following weeks, we're going to use them.
And if you want to be one of the four people that Larry had mentioned, make sure you reach out to me or Larry, and then this way we can,
okay,
you know, make sure that we have good examples. So back to you.
Yeah, well, if you're listening to this program and you want to be part of it, I would rather you find somebody in your organization that doesn't know anything about it.
There we go. So we're looking for new territory.
Somebody who's, well, because if you know how it works, then it doesn't neutralize it, but then it's not what you're going to face as your people, and I'm talking to the audience, as you use this, you're not going to have people who have a background in it. And so as we do the examples, I need to work with people who don't have a background in the What Matters system, because most people you talk to are not going to know anything about it. And so, but if I was to talk to people who have listened to our program and understand what we're about, that's not going to be what you're going to face. So, yeah, if you've got somebody who's looking at their organization thinking, oh, I think Clyde could use this, okay, or Mary or whoever, they're the people they need to talk to you, and then, of course, you know, do a three-way and bring them in. But make sure they don't go through and look up What Matters program. And if they go into my website now, Discover What Matters, it's going to be talking about the, as of probably tomorrow or the next day, it's not going to be talking about the What Matters system at all. It's going to be talking about the productions. Okay? So that Discover What Matters is not going to
it's going to be more
be
for a while. Right, it's going to be more for a while, yeah, until you're done with your productions, and we'll come back. All right, great. All right, sounds excellent. Thanks for being here, Larry Blancett. For those people that are listening in, just heard Larry Blancett. We're talking about What Matters and neuro-linguistic programming and all that other sort of good stuff, and we'll be back next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio.